I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Herschel Walker, the former Dallas Cowboys running back and Republican candidate vying for a U.S. Senate seat in Georgia, is slated to get a tax break on his $3 million residence in a Dallas-Fort Worth suburb, potentially running afoul of Texas tax law. Walker claimed a homestead exemption on his four-bedroom home in Westlake in 2021 and is expected to do so again this year, according to Tarrant County property tax records, even after he registered to vote in Georgia last year. CNN reported Walker has since voted in two elections there. The exemption saved Walker more than $1,200 on his property tax bill last year and would net him more than $1,500 in savings this year. Walker's Texas homestead exemption might also raise questions about his Senate run in Georgia. He's in a runoff with U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock, the Democrat incumbent, in a race to determine just how tightly Democrats will control the Senate for the next 2 years. The U.S. Constitution requires officeholders to live in the state in which they are elected. According to Tarrant County appraisal records, Walker bought the house in Westlake in 2011. He has claimed the exemption on his Texas home since 2012, allowing him to pay a lower tax bill toward the city of Westlake and Keller Independent School District. A Texas district judge has ruled that InfoWars host Alex Jones must pay parents of a 6-year-old killed in the Sandy Hook shooting the full $49 million in damages in a defamation lawsuit, despite a state law that limits the amount of punitive damages that can be awarded in civil suits. In August, a jury awarded Scarlett Lewis and Neil Heslin $4.1 million in compensatory damages and $45.2 million in punitive damages against Jones for spreading a conspiracy theory that the shooting was a hoax. Jones's lawyers were attempting to invoke the state's cap to slash the amount he owed by more than $40 million. But in a hearing Tuesday, a Travis County district judge questioned the constitutionality of the law, which could limit the amount of punitive damages in this case to $750,000. The law limiting punitive damages was passed in 1995 and was the result of a broader shifting sentiment against high jury awards in civil cases. In 2003, the law required that punitive damages only be awarded in cases where the jury unanimously agrees. Jones has lost multiple high-dollar lawsuits, totaling nearly $1.5 billion so far, for promoting a conspiracy theory that the 2012 mass shooting in a Connecticut elementary school was staged by crisis actors in order to justify the government taking away people's guns. Parents have said those lies led to a barrage of harassment and threats in the wake of the shooting, which left 20 children and 6 adults dead. Enjoy your Thanksgiving weekend. The brief will return Monday, November 28th. Until then, check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org. You can also follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief podcast for daily news updates wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas. Our trusted community specialists are available by phone, virtually, or during one-on-ones to help you select the right healthcare coverage. Find out more at thinkbluetx.com.